From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, President Bush released his $2.5 trillion budget proposal for fiscal year 2006. In it, he makes good on his State of the Union pledge to cut a large swath across the domestic budget of the federal government. More than 150 programs and agencies have been targeted, from Amtrak to Medicaid to the national parks. We're covering several angles of this story today, and we'll begin with NPR's Andrea Seabrook at the White House.
The president's priorities in this budget are clear. For the next 5 years, he plans to freeze or slash domestic programs ranging from crop subsidies to education to the environment. At the same time, he will increase spending on the military, foreign aid, and homeland security. The cuts touch programs in almost every department, programs championed by governors and members of Congress of both parties. Mr. Bush seemed to acknowledge the political challenge of this right from the start.
I look forward to explaining to the American people why we made some of the requests that we made in our budget. I fully understand that sometimes it's hard to eliminate a program that sounds good.
But Mr. Bush said his proposed budget cuts funding for programs that weren't getting results. And the biggest loser in his budget is housing and urban development, with an 11.5% slash in its budget over last year. The Hope 6 program for updating ramshackle public housing would lose all its funding next year. Another big loser is the Department of Agriculture. Hundreds of billions of dollars in crop subsidies to farmers would be sliced out over 5 years. Some initiatives of the Environmental Protection Agency would be chopped down, including water quality and pollution control projects. But almost one-third of the 150 programs facing cuts are in education. President Bush's budget completely eliminates all spending on vocational education. It would also cut hundreds of millions of dollars in literacy projects and anti-drug and school safety programs. These cuts in subsidized housing, public education, farmer assistance, and so on, prompted questions about whether the poor were bearing the brunt. But in the White House cabinet room this morning, President Bush said he proposed the cuts based on an evaluation of whether each program was meeting its goals.
And the poor and disadvantaged absolutely ought to be asking that question, too. In other words, what is the goal of a particular program? And if that goal isn't being met, the question ought to be asked, why isn't the goal being met?
There are spending increases in Mr. Bush's budget, most of them for Homeland Security, up 7%, and the Pentagon, up 5%. There is some money for new Border Patrol agents in the budget, as well as a new nuclear detection office to monitor illegal movement and black market sales of nuclear materials. And the military would get more funds for a bigger special operations force and a restructured Army and Marine Corps. But the president's request for another $80 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan is not part of this budget. The domestic cuts have already caused congressional Democrats and even some Republicans to declare some of the president's proposals dead on arrival. Today, White House Budget Director Josh Bolton said the administration is taking a realistic view of the coming negotiations with Congress.
Are we going to get everything we asked for? No. You know, are we going to get all the program cuts we wanted? No. Are we going to get all the spending increases we asked for? No, I don't expect that.
But Mr. Bolton called the initial outcry on Capitol Hill political theater and said the president senses more lawmakers are concerned about deficits these days and are willing to cut spending. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The White House.